This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Jasandu
and Christine Wong.
We've got about another 15 or so minutes, 9 minutes of talk time-ish. We're talking to you guys about whether or not you would attend your own funeral in the future as a robot, if you could. A couple of tweets we've had so far during the break.
Yeah, so this comes from at MikeYip.com. Hi. He says, no. Won't attend funeral because technically I'm not dead if I'm in another body and I can visually see and experience things. Mm-hmm. It would just be upgrading from flesh and blood to a cybernetic body and not an actual death.
See, that man knows what I'm thinking about.
Yes.
Right. We also had a message on Instagram that said, yes, I would attend, but I'd be depressed. Fair enough.
Okay.
Don't go then. That's probably a good idea. Let us know, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Instagram and Twitter, at BFM Radio. We've got a bit of a change in direction of the poll as well. But before we get to that poll, we've got quite a serious story that we need to talk about, and we need to reiterate, do not spread false messages via social media and messaging apps.
Was it a few weeks ago we did a story on send us your funniest forwarded message that
we
thought it was fake and stuff.
Correct.
Like that, right? Unfortunately though, it is actually a very serious matter, especially in India, because these false rumors of child kidnappers, they've gone viral on WhatsApp and they've prompted fearful mobs to kill at least 24 innocent people since April. The first one to be killed was a 65-year-old woman named Rukmani. She and her 4 family members were actually driving in the temple, and then this mob on this road mistook them for child lifters and assaulted them. New York Times did a really good article because they went down to the village where Rukmani was attacked to see how WhatsApp and local authorities have struggled to contain false messages which have circulated throughout India for months. WhatsApp, we know, is owned by Facebook. They have a 250 million users in India alone, and some of these false messages, they describe gangs of kidnappers on the prowl, and others include videos of showing people driving up and snatching children. There was a clip that went viral recently, and it was produced as part of a public service announcement in Pakistan, but someone edited it to look like it was a real kidnapping, and the authorities just don't know who altered the video. And false information has flooded in social media in recent years, inciting violence in Brazil all the way to Sri Lanka. The messages in India have preyed on universal fear, which is harm harm coming to a child itself. And millions of these poorly educated Indians coming online for the first time means that they are very quick to believe what's on their phone. And the thing is, though, top government officials said that police have actually gone around for weeks before the attack, warning people that, please don't believe in these false kidnapping rumors, but they're just no match for WhatsApp. They just can't compete. Forwarding a WhatsApp message is just really easy. WhatsApp has since then sort of changed the way that you could forward a message. You can only forward up to 5 times in India. There's also an icon that's in italic that says this is a forwarded message. Yeah. But you can't really actually tell where is this originated from.
Correct.
And is it true or not.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
They've also put out like a full page newspaper ads to educate people about the misinformation, and they sort of pledged to work closely with the police and independent fact checkers. And so far the police have arrested 46 people for the attack on Rukmani, and her family are pursuing 74 more people. And the recent mob attack was actually just on Friday. A software engineer was killed and 3 companions were injured after just giving chocolates to children outside a school. This is a real big deal. It's a big issue. And we talk about, getting Malaysia fully connected. 1/3 of Malaysians' populations is still not connected to the internet. So a lot of these people would have their first experience of the internet using a mobile device. WhatsApp has become the norm for messaging or just communicating with another person. If this happens, and we probably have already seen it in maybe very small numbers, not to the extent where, we go about doing harmful things to other people, but believing a message that has been forwarded via WhatsApp from an individual that you know and trust is true. My mom has this, where she receives a message, then she forwards it to me, and then I tell her, mom, this is not true. Like this milk thingy, you can't buy this certain fruit, you can't use a certain app on your phone because they spy on you and stuff. These are all not true. 99.999% of forwarded messages are just not true.
Mm.
So we have to really, you know, try and just educate people. Those who are at this point in time were very familiar with WhatsApp or the internet, it's also your duty to help inform those who are not yet in that certain level of, you know, internet, you know, intelligence in ways. So advise them, talk to them, communicate them, whether it's your kids all the way to your parents. They need to be informed as well.
Agreed.
And the fact of the matter is, if you have access to a device and you have access to the internet, you have access to fact-checking. It's as simple as that.
Yep.
Honestly, Google what you've seen.
Yeah.
You know, have a look at multiple, you know, sources of the article and come to that decision yourself.
Yeah.
You know, don't just rely solely on blind faith.
Okay, it's an important issue, you know, just to reiterate what these two guys have said. Yeah, be careful about what you're forwarding. Check your messages first. Don't just forward something without thinking about it first. You know, just think about it.
It's, how many of us here actually forward messages?
Very rarely.
I think I only ever forward messages on like email when I have to forward it to certain people, but I've never forwarded like a video or anything like that.
No. The only thing I know I forwarded on WhatsApp, it's like a joke or a pun.
Right,
that I thought was clever.
Yep.
Any news or any information that's come to me via WhatsApp, I just read it and I stop. The chain stops at me. So if everyone could do the same as well, where the chain stops at you, it could actually work to a certain degree. Yeah, so please, come on. Everyone has a responsibility. It's not just, you know, point at WhatsApp. Yeah, you know, it's... Because what are they... How can they, you know, do? What else could they do? Of course, there's a lot more, but it's also down to us. We have a certain responsibility that we need to do as well. So.
Okay, we gotta wrap up. We've got a couple of minutes left before we do, though. We had a bit of a swing in our poll, ladies and gentlemen. We did ask you whether or not, by the year 2050, you would attend your own funeral as a robot, and our poll at the beginning was kind of unbalanced.
Yeah, so at the beginning of our show, you know, we had 50% voting that's creepy, and then we had about 20, I think it was 20-something for each Ooh Yeah and No Way Jose. And now, interestingly, Ooh Yeah is now at 31% and No Way Jose is now at 20%.
Oh.
With That's Creepy coming in at 49%. So more and more people are starting to cotton on to, you know, the idea that maybe attending their own funeral might be a fun time. Put the fun in funeral, guys.
Put the fun in funeral. Oh, that's an advertisement right there. Right, ladies and gents, we've got to wrap up. I'm going to quickly run through what we covered. Of course, we started off with that story about by the year 2050, humans will attend their only funeral as robots. Would you? We then moved on to whether or not you were hooked on video games, because so are the Brits. Google and their security USB that they're trying to thrust into your hands and get you to buy one of these things. Story number four, of course, Jeff was telling us about how WhatsApp has led a bunch of mobs to murder people in India. Stop forwarding messages, folks, please.
It
simple as that. Stops at you. That's all the time we have for today. But don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the app from the Apple App Store or from Google Play and listen back at your leisure. Don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay, of course. Thomas Medical, Singapore's largest private healthcare services provider, received a $1.6 billion injection last year when it was acquired by real estate group Rousley. The Breakfast Grill spoke with the executive chairman of Thomson Medical, Roy Queck, on the group's strategic plans following the acquisition and on healthcare issues driving their business. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu and Christine Wong, we will be back tomorrow, of course, at 12 noon, same time, same place. We'll post another message there. Maybe something a little bit more fun tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's see. It is Fun Friday, of course.
Are you saying that being a robot and attending your own funeral is not fun, Rich? Christine says, put the fun in funeral, all right?
I have no idea what you mean. Don't go anywhere. Breakfast Grill replay coming up after these messages. It's Gary Clark Jr. with Next Door Neighbor Blues coming up here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.